Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Simcha, Helen Friedman, Nachum Elimelech Ben Zehava Rivka, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We really have two subjects on this week's program. One is going to be the latest horror that is going on in Israel with Bibi Netanyahu and his phony right government giving hundreds of millions of dollars just last week to the PLO terrorists. And the second subject, which is going to be the main subject, is Donald Trump telling the truth that Jews don't want to face and that Jews are hysterically condemning him over, but it's the truth what he's saying. That Jews who vote for the anti-Semitic Democrats are disloyal to Israel, are disloyal to the Jewish people, are self-hating Jews. Donald Trump is telling the truth. But first, let's talk about Israel. The so-called right-wing government of Benjamin Netanyahu, another big myth among the millions of myths that Jews live by and swear by in this world of lies. You know, Chazal, the great rabbis of the Talmud, call this world the world of lies. Alma de Shikra in Aramaic. Alma de Shikra means the world of lies. The next world will be the world of truth. But one of the many lies, one of the many myths that Jews and Gentiles believe in is that Bibi Netanyahu is a big right-winger and a tough prime minister. He is such a pathetic, cowardly joke. Just last week, he transferred another $600 million. $600 million from which he steals from the Jewish taxpayers of Israel to give to the PLO terrorists in Ramallah. $600 million. Hand it over to the PLO terrorists who every day on their television programs call for the destruction of Israel, call for genocide against the Jewish people, praise all of the Muslim terrorists that slaughter innocent Jews, that promise to push the Jews into the sea and finish Hitler's job and perpetrate another Holocaust against the Jewish people. And all of that is funded by the government of Israel, the so-called right-wing government of Israel, of Bibi Netanyahu. He gives them more money than the openly left-wing governments in Israel ever gave them. He gives them free electricity, free water, free medicine, free housing, free education, everything for free. And he hands over huge bundles of money to them. Again, last week, another $600 million handed over to these murdering Nazi beasts who just this week murdered another Jewish teenage girl, slaughtered another innocent teenage girl. Every week they're murdering Jews, they're attacking Jews, they're promising to exterminate the Jewish people, and Bibi Netanyahu and Ayelet Shaked and Bezalel Smotrich and all the parties of the phony right all vote for this government and support this government that keeps backing up Israel's enemies. If Israel would just open the doors and say to the Arabs, all the Arabs in Judea, Samaria, Gaza, and the land of Israel, you can leave now. We're going to give you compensation even if you leave. 90% of them would leave. 90% of them would leave. The polls show 90% of the Arabs in Gaza want to leave. Did you know that last year 35,000 Arabs left Gaza? They left Gaza even though it's illegal to leave. The Hamas terrorists who control Gaza don't let them leave. And yet 35,000 managed to get out by bribing the Hamas terrorists, by paying them protection money, $10,000 in protection money, so that they could get out. In other words, they gave them everything they own, every last penny they have, just to get out. 35,000 Arabs paid, and they don't have a lot of money, but they paid to get out of Gaza, to get out of this hellhole that the Hamas terrorists have created in Gaza. Now, 35,000 paid to get out. Can you imagine how many would leave if the doors were open and they were allowed to leave for free? The vast majority would leave. And can you imagine how many would leave not just from Gaza, but from the entire land of Israel? And Gaza's part of the land of Israel. You imagine how many would leave from the entire land of Israel if there was a program also to offer compensation to get the Arabs out? What a pathetic situation we have. In other words, we have a government in Israel and leaders in Israel who are doing the opposite. On every issue, they're doing the opposite of what's good for the Jewish people. They're doing the opposite of what they're sworn to do. They're sworn to fight for the Jews and fight for Israel's survival and fight for the interests of the Jewish people. And instead, they do the opposite of what they're supposed to do on every issue. And then they're called right wing. And then even Itamar Ben-Gvir from the Otzma party, who claims to be a Kahanist, praises them and says that they're says that they're wonderful Jews and praises the so-called right-wing government. He says, we mustn't let this right-wing government fall. We must preserve the right-wing government. And he says, he even said that he played a role in the last elections in making sure that we would still have a right-wing government. And he said that's his goal, to make sure we have a right-wing government. What is a right-wing government? A government that gives $600 million last week to the PLO terrorists that are murdering Jews and that praise Adolf Hitler and call for a Holocaust against the Jewish people. And that's the so-called Kahanist party in Israel. That's how bad things are politically in Israel. At least JTF is telling the truth. And by the way, everything I'm saying now in this video and everything I'm saying now on this subject and in the subject you're going to hear afterwards about Trump, I cut two Hebrew videos, so the people of Israel are going to hear this message as well. So you're hearing it in English, but we also do videos in Hebrew with these same messages that you're hearing from me now in English. The same messages are brought every week to the people of Israel. And you know, in Israel, again, in our campaign that we had for past six months, over a million people saw our videos because we advertised the videos. Over a million people saw our videos. So the people of Israel, a large segment of the Israeli Jewish population, at least is getting our message. It's true, it's just one commercial they see, and it goes against everything else, all the other brainwashing and everything else they're told. So it's a big uphill battle we have. But at least someone is telling the truth. At least someone out there is saying something that's sane. Something that's sane, something that's normal, something that's Jewish. At least someone is exposing the truth for a change. That's what JTF is doing. If JTF weren't there, no one would be telling the truth. No one. Now, a few days ago we had this big uproar because Donald Trump told the truth. He said something that no leader in Israel would ever dare say. Something JTF has said for a long time, but no leader in Israel would ever dare say it. Donald Trump, who isn't Jewish, says things that are truthful and exposes truths that Jewish leaders would never expose, but that every Jew should know. Donald Trump said that Jews in America who vote for the anti-Semitic Democrats, Jews who vote Democratic, considering how anti-Semitic that party has become, are disloyal to Israel and disloyal to the Jewish people. I mean, this should be obvious. This is something that is so obvious, it's absolutely laughable. That all the Jewish leaders, because all the Jewish leaders are also left-wing Democrats. So all the Jewish politicians and all the Jewish leaders are all condemning and all saying, how dare you? And they're accusing Donald Trump of being anti-Semitic. It reminds me of when Glenn Beck had a show on Fox News. Glenn Beck actually had an excellent program on Fox News in which he was exposing a lot of things that other people wouldn't expose. And they took his show down because he told the truth. And one of the reasons they took his show down is because they accused Glenn Beck of being anti-Semitic. Glenn Beck is genuinely pro-Israel and always defends Israel. And they called him an anti-Semite because he attacked George Soros. George Soros, the ultimate Judenrat, capo, I mean, a guy who admits that when he was a young boy, he worked with the German Nazis and helped the German Nazis during the Holocaust, and he said it was the happiest time in his life. This multi-billionaire, self-hating Jew who spends his money day and night working to destroy Israel. And Glenn Beck exposed him on one of his programs. They said, oh, you're an anti-Semite. How dare you attack George Soros? You're not allowed to attack the self-hating Jews. You're not allowed to expose the self-hating Jews. And if you expose the Jewish anti-Semites, they call you an anti-Semite. Let a Gentile like Glenn Beck or Donald Trump expose Jewish anti-Semites, expose these Jewish traitors, which is the best thing a Gentile could do for the Jewish people when they expose these Jewish traitors. Let a Gentile do that, and they call that Gentile an anti-Semite, when in fact that Gentile is doing the best thing anyone could ever do for the Jewish people, because if the Jews woke up and finally fought against the traitors and fought against the Judenrat and fought against their self-hating enemies and did what has to be done and threw them out of positions of power, if the Jews finally woke up and did this, the Mashiach would come, the Messiah would come. I mean, this would be the final redemption, because God wants to bring the final redemption. God, the Messiah has been knocking at the door. This is what Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Haram Mir Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damot always said to us. Our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana always said, the Messiah is knocking at the door. The 1948 War of Independence and all the miracles and the return of the Jews to the land of Israel after 2,000 years, and the 1967 war, where in 6 days Israel quadrupled in size, outnumbered 100-1. Israel beat the whole Arab world in 6 days and quadrupled in size. Where do you see miracles like this? These are miracles right out of the Bible. The Messiah is knocking at the door. And the rabbis in the Talmud Chazal, they all told us, when we return to the land of Israel, and when you see the land flourishing again like a garden, the deserts blooming like a garden, and the land flourishing again, and the Jews return, this is it. This is the last time. This is the final time before the final eternal redemption. So the Mashiach, the Messiah, and the final redemption could come, which means eternal life for the righteous, which means a wonderful new world beyond our imagination. All of these things could happen if the Jews would just wake up, if the Jews would just do what's right. And so when a Gentile like Glenn Beck or Donald Trump says things that could wake the Jewish people up, this is something Jews should be grateful for. Now, I distinguish between Glenn Beck and Donald Trump because Glenn Beck, I think, genuinely supports Israel. Donald Trump does not. Donald Trump couldn't care less about Israel, and if he could get a deal that would make Israel commit suicide, God forbid, but would boost his name and show what a great deal maker he is, he would sacrifice Israel in 2 seconds. He couldn't care less about Israel or anyone else. The only person Donald Trump cares about is Donald Trump. But that doesn't matter right now, because he's telling the truth. And because the people running against him, the anti-Semitic Democrats, are much worse than him. Much worse than him. The Jews in Israel have to be independent. They have to end U.S. foreign aid, and they have to become independent. That's the only way they could become what they're destined to be, a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests. They can't do that if they think they're dependent on America and they give America and American foreign aid the credit when they win these victories. The sick, self-hating Jews of our generation, instead of giving Hashem, instead of giving God the credit when they win victories like the Six-Day War in 1967, they say, well, that's because of American foreign aid. And American foreign aid had nothing to do with Israel's victory. On the contrary, American foreign aid has hurt Israel and continues to damage Israel. And I'm not going to go through all the reasons on the program because we don't have time. But we've done many programs explaining why. American foreign aid to Israel is a disaster. We have to end all foreign aid to Israel and everyone else. The United States should give no foreign aid to anyone, but especially not to Israel. All the anti-Semites that say no more foreign aid to Israel, they're doing the biggest favor anybody could ever do for Israel. Israel's economy would be booming without foreign aid. Without the restrictions that American foreign aid put on Israel's economy, Israel's economy would be booming. Israel's army would be developing weapon systems that would absolutely pulverize any potential enemy. But anyway, Trump, by saying what he's saying, he's exposing the self-hatred, the ugly self-hatred of American Jews, something JTF has tried to do for a long time. Because we have to understand that Jews that betray Israel are self-hating, vile, evil, cowardly worms. Scum. Scum. And that's what Donald Trump is in effect saying. And so he's telling the truth, even though he's not a sincere friend of Israel. He's not. Ted Cruz was, because Ted Cruz is an evangelical Christian and believes in the Bible. Donald Trump doesn't believe in the Bible, doesn't believe in anything except for Donald Trump. So he's not a sincere friend, but what he's saying is good for us. This is good. He's exposing the truth. And so we have to side with him and defend him when he does that, because it serves the purpose of furthering the redemption. The process of redemption when he does that. God is using him as a vehicle to bring truth, to bring out the truth that the Jewish leaders would never say. Netanyahu and the other Jewish leaders would never, never say anything like that. First of all, Netanyahu is going to expose self-hating Jews. He's self-hating Jew number one. How could you be more self-hate? You can't get more self-hating than Netanyahu, the things he's done. And so what Trump is saying and doing illustrate why the Democrats are worse and why we have to support him for re-election right now. Unless he starts a plan to pressure Israel to create a so-called Palestinian state. If he begins to pressure Israel and starts endangering Israel, all bets are off. Then we're not going to support him. But if he as long as he doesn't do that, as long as there is not a serious campaign to pressure Israel to commit suicide, he is better than the Democrats. And we should do everything we can to reelect him. And I just want to reiterate something we've said in the past. It should not matter who is the president of the United States for Israel. Israel should be an independent country and should do what she has to do to survive, no matter who is president, no matter what American policy is. But because we have cowardly, self-hating leaders like Netanyahu, who crawls on his belly in front of every leader of the world, he crawls on his belly in front of the leaders of Zaire and Nigeria, this coward. Because we have leaders like Netanyahu, we have no choice but to be concerned if someone in the White House if someone is in the White House or someone is president who starts pressuring Israel to commit suicide. That puts us in a lot of danger, because we have leaders who are very, very who give in to this pressure and who will endanger Israel's survival, God forbid. And the Democrat Party is completely, completely now committed to a so-called Palestinian state, to getting Israel to commit suicide, to opposing even Israeli presence in Jerusalem. The Democrat Party is committed to a program to destroying Israel. And that is their program. Their program is to destroy Israel. Palestinian state, there is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians, first of all. That's an Arab lie and an Arab hoax. But creating a so-called Palestinian state would endanger Israel's very existence in the worst way possible, would create the real danger of another Holocaust. And so the Democrats coming to the White House, that's the biggest nightmare for Israel now. It's a nightmare. Eventually that's going to happen. Even if Trump gets reelected next year, and that's very iffy. That's a big if. According to the polls, he's not going to get reelected, so it's very iffy. But even if somehow he manages to get reelected and he doesn't pressure Israel to commit suicide, even if that happens, eventually the Democrats are going to win the White House again. Eventually, you're going to have a president who's going to pressure Israel to commit suicide. And when that happens, if we continue with U.S. foreign aid and continue to create this phony, artificial dependence on America, there's a very great danger that a deal will be made that would lead Israel down the road to national suicide, that would lead to the end of the Jewish state, God forbid. Now, somehow God will protect Israel from being completely destroyed. That will happen. We've been promised once we come back now and we have this third Jewish state. This is the third Jewish state in history, third time we have a Jewish state in history. And we've been promised that once we have this third Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel, that Israel will never be destroyed, that this Israel is forever. So Israel will not be completely destroyed. But, that doesn't mean that many Jews in Israel, that we can't have a situation where many Jews are murdered, God forbid. We have over 6 million Jews. You have 6 million Jews in Israel now. What if you had a Holocaust? What if Iran fires nuclear missiles at Israel, nuclear bombs on Israel? What if you have a situation where hundreds of thousands of Jews, God forbid, are murdered? Or where 1 or 2 or 3 million Jews are murdered? All of those scenarios are very possible with a tiny Jewish state, with crazy Jewish leaders surrounded by hundreds of millions of enemies that want to destroy them, bloodthirsty enemies that want to destroy them. All of those scenarios are very, very possible. And so we have to be concerned. And Israel has to be independent. And we have to finally have real Jewish leaders, which we don't have now. All of those things have to happen. And that's why it was refreshing to hear Donald Trump finally attack American Jews who have gotten away with betraying the Jewish people for so long now. 6 million Jews were murdered because of American Jews doing nothing during the Holocaust, because of American Jews supporting Roosevelt during the Holocaust, because of American Jews who fought so hard for black civil rights, who fought so hard for every left-wing anti-Jewish cause under the sun, but wouldn't raise a finger, wouldn't do anything to save their 6 million brothers and sisters who were burned and gassed in the death camps of Europe. And so the blood of 6 million Jews is already on the hands of the American Jewish community. And they have done everything they can to betray Israel over the years. Everything they can. American Jewish leaders always pressuring Israel to commit suicide, always trying to betray Israel. We've exposed it on this program, the terrible things they do. Even the so-called Jewish lobby, AIPAC. The worst thing for Israel, AIPAC. If that went out of business tomorrow, Israel would be safer and in much better shape. AIPAC actually lobbies senators and congressmen to support a so-called Palestinian state. Pushes for this. That's their number one goal, these self-hating traitors. And so when Trump tells the truth, of course, AIPAC, the ADL, all these other groups attack him because they are what he is taught, what he is speaking about. Of course, they're going to attack him. But the fact is, it is true. American Jews betrayed 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. They have betrayed Israel repeatedly over the years. Israel, through miracles, has survived despite all of this. And they are betraying Israel now. They're getting ready to support a Democrat party that is committed to getting Israel to go back to the pre-1967 borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide. Barack Hussein Obama openly said that he wants Israel to go back to the 1967 suicide borders. Imagine Israel in borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide, completely indefensible, complete suicide. And Bill Clinton, in his final plan in 2000, he came up with a plan to get Israel to go back to the 1967 suicide borders. So the Democrat Party is a party of suicide for Israel and the Jewish people. And the Jews in America, 78% of them voted for Obama in 2008. They voted for a Muslim anti-Semite running for president in 2008. And you don't think they'll do it again next year? Somebody has to speak out and tell the truth. Donald Trump, on this particular issue, is actually telling the truth. And you know, I have to give him credit in one respect. He doesn't back down. They all attacked him. Everybody attacked him, and he won't back down. He actually repeated it after they said, he said, no, they're very disloyal to Israel. He repeated it the next day, even after everybody attacked him. I got to give him credit on that. That took guts. That took guts. Not many politicians would stand up under that type of withering attack. And so JTF has a mission now. We got to wake up Israeli Jews, convince them that they need leaders who are going to fight for an independent Israel, who are going to fight against U.S. foreign aid, who are going to fight to make sure that Jews can live anywhere in the land of Israel. Wake them up on the essential Jewish issues. We got to wake the Jews of Israel up. And that we're going to do with paid advertising. I mean, there we want big, big numbers of Israeli Jews to see our message, and we've proven that we can get that. Baruch Hashem, thank God. Hashem should help us, and we should continue to be able to reach large numbers of Israeli Jews. In America, we're not going to use paid advertising because our entire budget is devoted to Israel. In America, we're going to put up just regular videos, standard videos, free videos. But in America, ironically, our videos sometimes do generate a lot of views, even when they're free. There are videos of JTF in English that have hundreds of thousands of views. So, who knows? It was a close election in 2016. We may be able to make a difference in 2020. I think potentially it may be a close election in states like Pennsylvania, where you have a large Jewish vote. Florida, large Jewish vote. I think potentially it could be a close election again. And so, you never know. JTF could make a difference. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to make a difference. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that we're not allowed to be silent. No one is allowed to be silent. You were put in this world to speak up and tell the truth. It's not enough for you to agree with what I'm saying. That's not good enough. There are stories where God, which are brought to us, which the rabbis bring to us, which Chazal bring to us, about how the righteous sometimes are killed together with the wicked, because the righteous, when they saw the wicked behavior going on, they didn't speak up, they didn't protest. We are obligated to protest. We're obligated to speak up. If we don't succeed, at least we did our job. We did everything we could to try to stop it. That we're obligated to do. And God willing, maybe even if there's only a lone voice in the wilderness telling the truth that reaches enough Jews with sane, common sense facts and reality, maybe that will wake up a sizable number of Jews. Maybe that will change things, the way we were able to change things in the struggle to free Soviet Jewry with the Jewish Defense League. Maybe we will be able to do that. And maybe, because God is so merciful and so loves the Jewish people, maybe, for the sake of the few that are doing the right thing and that are telling the truth, God will save the many. That has happened many times in history as well. So, that's where we stand. We've got to stand up now and make sure that when you have a leader like Donald Trump who tells the truth, that's a truth that's very important for the Jews to hear, that at least someone defend him. Because everyone, all the Jewish organizations, Jewish leaders, were all attacking him. We've got to stand up and defend him when he says something that's true. And he has been speaking the truth lately. And the Democrats, of course, are our enemies. They're all committed to Israeli national suicide. And the worst of them all are the self-hating Jewish Democrats. They're the worst. Schmuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, that communist. All of these communists who runs around with all the Muslim congresswomen that want to destroy Israel and that support the Arab terrorists. And Bernie Sanders supports the Arab terrorists. All of these self-hating Jews, they are the worst. All the Jewish congressmen, all you Jews that gave money all these years, and you say, and AIPAC says they're pro-Israel, they're wonderful. AIPAC praises them. The ADL praises these anti-Semites that want Israel to commit suicide, but condemns Donald Trump when he tells the truth. What a farce. What a farce. Aren't you glad that at least you can come somewhere and see someone telling you the truth for a change? That's what JTF is here for. We need your prayers. Please pray that we succeed, that we open the eyes of people and we succeed and we reach as many people as we can with the truth. And we need your support, financial support, and we need your financial support. The more financial support we get, the more we can spread our message, especially in Israel. And we need you to spread the word about JTF so that we grow and we reach more people. And even in the United States, the English language movement before next year's presidential election, because JTF is telling a truth that no one else in the Jewish community will tell. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.